Speaking of Cowie, this guy knows. He is a right fielder for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He is a five-time All-Star. He is a four-time Gold Glove winner. He is a Silver Slugger. He won a gold medal with Team USA at the World Baseball Classic. Another big year this year. He's hitting 275, 12 home runs, 37 runs batted in, 34 runs. Arizona is at Philadelphia this evening. Adam Jones is my guest. Adam, it has been a long time since you and I spoke. How you doing, man? How's life?
Oh, man. When I got your request, I was like, oh, I got to talk to Rome. It's been some years, brother. How you been?
My man. So good. I'm really good. It's really good to hear your voice. How are things for you?
Hey, it's been amazing. I got a job, so I can't be mad. Still fortunate enough to play Major League Baseball and with a great group of guys over here in Arizona and trying to grind to get to this postseason just like everybody else.
All right, so I know you want to be there, and I want to get into the Diamondbacks in 1 minute, but I read that part of your resume off the very top. Again, you're putting up big numbers. I would argue that putting up numbers and being a leader was never going to be in doubt for you. Is there any part of you, however, that wants to say to all the teams that could have signed you, Adam, how do you like me now? This is what I was trying to say.
In a way, I think everybody obviously is going to look at it like that no matter what, but to me, I'm just out here doing what I just normally do. I believe that if I'm healthy, I'm going to get in that batter's box instead of, stepping on this field and contribute in some sort of way, which I have done for the last 12 years. So I'm just trying to grind it out, really. I'm not trying to say, stick it to nobody or this is, whatever to you. I'm just worried about myself and trying to be the best teammate I can be and playing the game. And, at the end of the day, I always said, I'm going to get mine somehow. So just got to stay healthy and get in that box and produce. So it's not an animosity thing towards anybody because that's just bad energy that I don't need. And I don't need to carry that kind of stuff in my heart.
It's bad. That's bad juju. Diamondbacks right fielder Adam Jones joining us. I get that. Niatori Lovello on the program earlier this year. We talked about how much he appreciates you. What's it been like to play for Torrey?
It's been amazing. I appreciate him too. I mean, obviously he's different than Buck, but he uses his coaches like Buck. He's very player oriented. He wants to know what's going on, how you doing, how you feeling, how's the body. They're big into giving you guys rest, and it's been like uncomfortably cool because obviously I don't ever want a day off, but. When you get it and you realize that, you're fresher the next day or you might get in the game in the late because there's no such thing as a day off in the National League. So, but you just feel a little bit fresher. And I found that out so far. And, I feel really good. My body feels good. And, I think I owe that to Torrey and the training staff and the coaches for, trying to just structure the workload early in the season because once the second half of the season starts, August, September, it's go time because, games are very, very important.
We're talking to Adam Jones, Arizona Diamondbacks right fielder, is joining us. And Adam, last season was a challenging year in that you were playing for a team that won only 47 games and finished 61 out. I just bring it up because as a competitor, what was that entire experience like for you?
As a competitor, everybody on that team will tell you it was a challenge every single day. But I've always said this, and I've been adamant about it, that it was unreal and awesome going to work every day with those guys, though. It just sucked. At the end of the day, the result was never in our favor. But it didn't make – going to the ballpark every day was awesome for me. But it's just the result just sucked on a nightly basis. But it wasn't for a lack of effort. It just – just nothing worked out. And, I loved all the guys. I mean, like I said, it was great going to work with those guys. Just nothing worked out. nothing worked out. We just had collectively, because it's a team game. It doesn't matter what individuals do as a team game. Not many people had a good year on the team. And it wasn't from a lack of effort. It was just, I can't point a finger on it. I don't think anybody can point a finger on what happened. It's just, we just weren't that good. But it wasn't from a lack of effort, and the guys were tremendous.
It's just one of those years. Adam Jones joining us. Now, you recently run CC Sabathia's podcast, And yep. You've been at this thing a long time. He's been at this thing a long time. You've gone up against him for years. You have 108 plate appearances against him. What's it been like to face him over the course of your career?
I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure, obviously, because I played against him, known about him since I was in high school. And, being able to play against him, he's a future Hall of Famer. It's just humbling the fact that, we're each other's most competed on duo. Like, I've faced him the most, and he's faced me the most. So, that's, really, really cool to me because, there's a lot of guys that have faced him a lot. There's a lot of guys that he has history with, and he's been around a long, long time. So, it's just been awesome. It's been great to see, obviously, the transformation. I remember, when his knees started bothering him at 15 and, everybody started to write him off and all that stuff, and he signed another extension and still a sub-4 ERA. And, he went from playing checkers and when he was 95 to 98 to playing chess because right now he's, 88 to 91. He can hump up and get 92, 93 every once in a while. He knows that, but now he's playing chess and, he's still doing really well. When that knee ain't barking, he's still out there giving quality innings for the Yankees. So it's just amazing to see the transformation because a lot of people, especially power pitchers, it's real hard for power pitchers to make that transformation into finesse, and he's made it really well.
Adam Jones is joining us. You mentioned high school. Now, there's this great story from back in the day when you were growing up in San Diego. A white Porsche pulls up alongside. What do you remember about that, and what was your reaction when you saw the car and who was in it?
Well, it was a white Porsche in the hood of San Diego. Only two kind of people drive a white Porsche in San Diego. So when TG got out of that car, he sat on the hood. We were playing a game. And everybody just stopped a little bit, just turned and started looking back. And then you just hear the whispers, the rumblings in the dugout, like, hey, who's that? Is that Tony Gwynn? Is that TG? Is that TG out there, man? And, we all just... It seemed like everybody hit a switch and just started playing that much harder for Tony. And, I think that's the day, not just for me, the team that we were playing, my teammates, the families that were there. It wasn't just my experience of it. It was probably 80 people's experience. It's just, obviously I've got to know them the best out of those folks. But it was just once in a lifetime thing that, I'm Tony Gwynn's first recruit ever for San Diego State. And that's something that will always be with me.
What was that like, Adam?
Amazing. Him talking, me being able to talk to him, him telling me, these are what things you can improve, things that he could help me with. And it's Tony Gwynn. I watched him, the second I started watching baseball, Tony Gwynn is Mr. San Diego. And, obviously getting to know him past getting drafted, I just obviously didn't go to college, but getting to know him until he passed. Every offseason I hit with him at San Diego State, and every offseason he gave me that much more information. And I think that's what's helped me sustain being here for going into my 13th year now. He's, just the advice from good people that I've had in my corner when it came to the sport. So, and he's one of the biggest vital guys in that. Him and Mark McElmoy, the two guys that have basically mapped out how the career goes. So I'm indebted to those guys.
So Adam, finally, in terms of how the career goes, you're in this thing for a long time, 13 years, 14 years. The number of guys who make it to the majors is tiny. The number of guys who play as long as you have is infinitesimal. As somebody who loves the history of the game, how much pride is there for you in how long you've played and the fact that you're still playing at a really high level?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I did an interview with Hazel May the other day, and they said, I think one thing that's helped me, and it's helped a lot of guys too, is when you wake up in the morning, you realize you're a major leaguer. Obviously, you've seen the last few years that, with options going up and down, there's a lot of people making their debuts, but get 50 at-bats, get sitting down and back and forth. But being able to just stay here, sustain being here for this long is attests to a bunch of things. First off, it's health. I've been blessed to be a pretty healthy guy throughout my career, and I've had two people, my strength trainer in San Diego and my massage therapist. Those two, the last decade, have put their hands on my body and hurt my body, but has made me able to go out on this field. So them, the training staff throughout the years, it's a culmination of things. But every day I wake up like, hey, I'm a major league player, and I have a major league mindset, and I think that has helped me just be here, and it's a humbling experience, and it's great to be able to pass along information to these young guys. I'm only 33, okay? Jason Wirtz got a 7-year contract at 32. But, I'm looked at as one of the older guys, but it's great to be able to pass information. And, just seeing Vladdy Guerrero Jr., I played against his dad, robbed home runs from his dad, like, and now he's in the big league. So it's just to see the turnover, that's the CC told me that. That's the crazy part when you feel like, dang, I have been here a long time.
That is life, man. That is strange. I go through that every single day hosting this show now, Adam. But it's about time you and I came together. I'm so glad you came back on. Great to get caught up, man. Thank you so much, Adam. Great talking to you. Adam Jones.